Reading and cultivating futures. Begin as usual by relaxing. Calm yourself down. Take a few deep breaths and close your eyes. Feel all tension melting away. Let all cares of the day drift away. You're allowing your mind to turn inwards. And to help you go deeper, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. On each descending number, you will go deeper. This time you're going to go to a valley of reflection. When I reach 1, you'll be ready to enter the valley of reflection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enter the valley of reflection. You find yourself in a glorious valley. Look at the scenery around you. Notice the steep sides around you. Any trees and plants and grasses growing in the valley. Notice the feel, whether the air is cool or warm, any wind on your skin. Reach out and touch, feel the texture of grass or trees. Hear any sounds in the valley, maybe it's quiet, maybe hear bird song or insects, or gentle rustle of leaves in the wind. Smell the freshness of the air. Into this place you're going to welcome your higher self. They'll come in human form to make it easy to communicate. They never invade, they only come when invited. So as you invite them, they enter. Let them come over to you and embrace you. And talk to them about what you're about. But there's magic in the telling. Tell them how you wish to change your future. And begin to talk about your process of self-reflection. What you place your attention on. And what you found so far through your self-reflection. Tell them where your attention is. What you're making grow. About the action. The intention. And the image you've discovered. For there's magic in the telling. And they'll begin to talk to you to get feedback. As you look at the intention, they ask you, why do you want this? And you allow the answer to come from your heart. You feel your way into it. You feel what you really want. Yet you can still go deeper. They'll ask you again, why do you want this? And again, let it come from your heart. Feel your way. Begin to feel your deeper need and drive. Deeper desire. And you tell them. But this reflection helps. Helps you gain more information from deep within yourself. And they ask you again, why do you want this? And you feel your way deeper, answering from the heart. And as you talk with your higher self in this process, as you go deeper, you get to a bottom line. There seems there's no further to go. We go back to the root of what you want most in this life, what you're really here for, what drives you. At the bottom is always a positive. This is your luminous intent. And from this, allow a new image to form. What is this saying to the world about who you are? And having found this new intention and image, you're ready to go further, to ease and cultivate futures. So with your higher self, you walk together across the valley to the very edge. But just as there's magic in the telling, there's mystery in the crossing. Coming towards the edge of the valley, there are large gates ahead of you. These are the gates to perception. To open them, you have to activate the mind, separate from the brain. You do this by appreciating courage, appreciating beauty, and making choice. You appreciate the courage it takes to make this journey, to be honest with oneself and know what motivates you. Appreciate the beauty of this journey. And you make that choice to go for the positive future, not the negative. To follow the luminous intent, not the convoluted intent. And the gates swing open. And together you walk beyond. Now in this place, the higher self is going to hand you a stick. You're going to use this to draw a circle on the ground, clockwise. So you walk around, tracing this circle, till you come back to where you began. And first of all, you think about the negative future, the negative intent, the negative focus, what your attention has been on. And into this circle, you're going to pour all the negative feelings that come with this. The frustrations, the apathy, the hidden angers, the grief, the despair. Imagine you're squeezing it out of you, and it's filling this circle like a gooey, sticky mess. And then, hand in hand with your higher self, you're going to step into the circle, into this mess. You've been in it long enough already, another minute won't matter. But in a sticky mess, you begin to sink. Sinking down, all the way down till it covers your head. But you fall at the bottom, into a river. You're in the river of time that's flowing into the future. You're in control, you decide when you want to lean back and let your legs lift. And let the river carry you, just floating along, the higher self floating along with you. Just let yourself be carried, watching the riverbank go by, watching the scenery change. So you're floating on through the day. Gradually evening comes, which turns to night. And you're floating along under a starry night sky. Time passes. And dawn comes on a new day. As you can see again, you notice the scenery has changed. At some point the river comes to a stop. Then you can lower your legs and stand again. And wade through the riverbank and climb out. And there you see your future, the negative one. The future you were living there, in the difficulty and despair, in the full manifestation of what these negative thoughts lead to. Watch them, even let yourself get scared. Observe it fully, the loneliness, the negativity, the frustrations and the hate, all the troubles going on. And then you're going to decide to end this by taking your power back. Almost like a vampire, you suck the life out of it. Just demanding energy back as you draw it in, this future begins to fade. That future might even beg for mercy or fight back so they don't want to die. But drain it, let them die. Suck back all that energy. And gradually this future fades. As that future fades, it's then you get a glimpse of the other one that was hidden, that wasn't getting as much attention. The positive future, linked to your luminous intent. You can see the future there, enjoying a positive future. And into this future pour the energy you took back from the other one, so it grows stronger, clearer, brighter. And you can watch that future, you enjoying that future, living it. Then all of a sudden, they notice you watching them. And this future you walks up to face you. Now as you face each other, begin to breathe together. Coordinate your breath in rhythm. And as you breathe in together, gradually your heartbeats will synchronize. Once you feel your heartbeat synchronizing, then together, one big in-breath, you draw together as one. You become them. So when you're ready, you breathe in. You become the future you. And then you go back to enjoying this future. Now you're in it. Live it. Enjoy it. Then your higher self will come to you with a stick once more, which you take and draw a circle clockwise upon the ground. In this circle, you pour all the positive feelings this future is giving you. The love, the intimacy, the happiness, the joy, the value, the excitement of success. You feel this light filling the circle. And then, with your higher self, you step into the circle. And once again, you begin to sink, this time into all this light. You fall at the bottom into the river of time, now flowing the other way. Lean back, let your feet lift. Let the river carry you. The higher self's floating along beside you. As you carry, you just observe the riverbank going by. Watch the changing scenery. The day will gradually pass and evening comes, which then turns to night. You're floating under a starry night sky. Time passes. And dawn comes again on a new day. The scenery has changed. The river will come to a stop. And you can stand again. Wade to the riverbank and climb out. Back to the present. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you're back in this room, fully present, wide awake and alert, and open your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back in the room, wide awake and alert, and open your eyes.